views and opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you for joining us tonight for Blacks in Business Radio. We air every Thursday at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time all the way to 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. We have guests on that will help you become enlightened about being an entrepreneur. If you are already an entrepreneur, you will receive great inspiration in all of your endeavors. Do I have my co-host on the line, Brother Robert?
Yes, I am present.
All right. Well, today is, what is it, June 22nd, 2017. And what we are doing today is we're actually going to be segueing into our first guest. She was on our last week broadcast, but something happened with the broadcast, and we were mentioning her, but her part did not air for some odd reason, and we apologize for that. So we're actually going to bring her back on. The subject matter last week was side hustles, and since then I've seen so many things coming on concerning side hustles. So we'll have her on talking about side hustles, and then we'll also have another guest on continuing that segment in side hustles, because again, you all, if you are not already an entrepreneur, we want to invite you to looking at some alternative things. If for some reason you're not ready to just leave your job, we know that you should definitely be doing something for yourself on the side. So it might be your hobby, something that you're doing for fun, like maybe reupholstering furniture, or who knows, planning parties, booking parties for people. I know some people have like these bounce house venues where they plan children's parties. So no telling. I mean, and if you don't know what your gifts are, because that's where all these come from, if you don't know what your gifts are, you should definitely email us, because we can get you out a survey so that you can look at your gifts and perhaps see what you're good at. Our email address is weareblacksinbusiness@gmail.com. weareblacksinbusiness@gmail.com. So, Robert, are you ready to talk about side hustles again?
I sure am. I love them. As you said earlier, side hustles that segue right into, you know, becoming a full-fledged, full-time entrepreneur. So there's so many of them out there, and there's so many things that people need to be aware of that they can do to jump right into this entrepreneurship thing.
Right, right. And you guys, you just can't be scared. I mean, it's not that, I mean, you could be an overnight success. You never know. But these things take time. But if you give yourself some time, you won't feel rushed. So with that being said, what we're going to do now is we're going to invite our first guest on. Her name is Miss Ozzie Perry. I met her at the Grand Slam Marketplace. She came into our place of business handing out flyers about her events. And I was so excited that, you know, she's an entrepreneur. She's got a 501c3. I just wanted to have her on so you all could talk to someone who is working a job but has a nonprofit side hustle. So without any further ado, let's invite Miss Ozzie Perry on. Can you hear us, Ozzie?
Cece?
Can you hear us now?
Yes, Miss Cece. Hi, how are you doing today?
How are you doing? I'm wonderful. Thank you for joining us once again.
Yes, yes. I'm glad you invited me back. Thank you so much.
Yes, ma'am. So let us know what it is that you do in your regular 9-to-5 job and how long you've been doing that.
Well, regular 9-to-5 is always with me. Like you said, side hustle. I love your side hustle. I mean, it gives everybody a great opportunity. But I have actually been working in 9-to-5, 6-to-2s or so. For, I guess, over 10 years or more, just always keeping some income and still having something that I like to do. So, like you said, I think everybody should kind of, if they like to do something, kind of gear towards it. If they like to, they can still keep a job. Just kind of keep doing what you like to do, and you never know, that may increase some income. But, I've had other jobs. I've been working since I was 16, pretty much 15, but it was volunteer work. 16 and 18, I had my own place, my own car. So I've always kind of just gone out there and kind of just, you know, let Lord lead me where I'm going, and just kind of know that, you know, I'm not going to stop. And I'm never a person that kind of gives up on my dreams. I don't care if it takes me 20 years. I'm going to keep on saying, and I'm going to do it, and pretty soon it happens. So that's what it is with Creative Nation, our nonprofit corporation. I've had this dream to help kids since I was young. I've always kind of had other people's children and taking them places and did things with them. So now that's where we are now, is me being able to kind of help kids out that need that help, you know, need somewhere to come and just hang out or kind of learn different skills, different ways to become entrepreneurs if they would like to.
Right, right. Now, have you partnered with any other organizations to make this happen?
Well, we actually have a couple of other individuals that have their entrepreneurs as well that have also kind of conjoined with me. We have Switch Stitches. She has Switch Stitches Wear It Out. So she will have some things there as well. We have Miss Walker Designs. She'll have some things that she's made and designed clothes. So she's good. And we have DJ Payless. He's an entrepreneur. You know, DJs are going out trying to hustle and make that money to work on work and still work on the side trying to do events. So, and then, you know, I have other, you know, little corporations. I have a Sherlock Nation e-commerce marketing that I do as well. So I'm all over as well. So I have my church, my home church, that it will also be there to kind of pray over the event for us.
Okay.
And,
so now, when is the event again?
This event will be 24th of June, this Saturday. It will be 10 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Okay, okay. Where is it located?
It is located at 7801 South Broadway. The zip code is St. Louis, Missouri, 63111. So
okay.
That's 7801 South Broadway, St. Louis, Missouri, 63111. And it will be June the 24th. From 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. We'll have a talent show. First prize, $25. We'll have a free throw basketball contest, a jump rope hula hoop contest, a spelling bee contest. We'll have a lot of games and prizes. So we just hope everybody just comes out and kind of just enjoy being with the family and having fun, and just also kind of bringing in my grand opening. You know, this is one of the first buildings I've had to kind of be able to start bringing in the youth, which is pretty much a celebration. So I'm trying to bring in the youth to be able to have a safe place to come and be able to create, have creative minds, and express themselves, you know, and then have an educational atmosphere, having entrepreneurs, educators come in. We'll have different classes set up at different times with different age groups, and just let them be able to learn from, you know, a mentor or someone that has already gone through maybe what they would like to do, or even just hear some of the different things that that entrepreneur or that individual went through that may encourage or discourage a child from doing something. So we just kind of pushing that. So we need a lot of entrepreneurs, educators, and volunteers to just come, set up a class, set up a time where they're able to kind of, you know, do a class, and we'll set it up and have that event ready, or that program and class ready for the kids to come and just be able to listen to that person, that individual, that hustle, side hustle, those people that are out there trying to, you know, make improvements and make a better community. So we're just kind of just hoping that everybody just comes out and just kind of celebrates with us a new adventure, and trying to kind of create a opportunity for kids to just be able to have a come up, to be able to create and learn opportunities, be motivated, inspired, and encouraged. And that's what we want. We want to give our kids some encouragement and praise, and kind of hope that, you know, they'll make better choices in their, you know, future, and hope that next generations and generations to come kind of be give us a little bit more hope and make us proud. So I'm kind of striving for.
I want to say something. I heard you say that, you know, as a young woman, like 18, you was out, you know, in your own place. But you said something that really I thought was very interesting about yourself. You said that you did some volunteer work. And my question, how old were you when you did your volunteer work?
I may have been 15, 16. Throughout my life, I've always done volunteer work, but I think I've done volunteer work pretty much before I had a paid check. So I may have worked, I may have been an apprenticeship, I may have did something where I was not getting paid until I was 16, or a check that I could say this was my check that I received in my hand with my name on it.
Now, I have my reasons why I think that volunteering is very, very important. I want to ask you to speak to our young people why you feel that volunteering is very important for young people to do.
Giving back, and that's what I aim to also try to have the kids, the youth do, is to give back, going out and maybe, you know, in relief of the elderly, shoveling snow, you know, helping out, giving back to the community, planting a garden, you know, being able to be involved and learn, you know, other skills. That's sometimes they call it free labor, free skill training, free, you know, just a free opportunity for you to be able to know something that you may have not known, and you can use that as in a job opportunity. You can use that on your resume. So, you know, volunteering is very important. It's very good in your future, and having been able to have skills and being able to work with others, just is all of that is very important. And I always push volunteering, and that's one of the programs that we do have is giving back to the community where we do volunteer work. So, yeah, I think it's very important.
Now, let me ask.
I would encourage it.
Robert, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I was about to say that I'm almost assured that would be something else that probably at this weekend's event, that message there, I'm almost, again, assured that would be a message that you would be, or someone there would be promoting to our youth, because for me,
right.
What you said is exactly true. Volunteering is so important. Again, you said it. It allows a person to get an insight into certain industries that maybe they didn't qualify for a position in that industry, but by volunteering, they don't have to qualify, yet they can still get the experience of the industry and come out of there with some substance, maybe consider opening up their own business, or maybe consider pursuing the knowledge that it takes to actually be in that industry. So I totally agree and surely hope that that message is definitely sent out. One other thing before I go, in terms of black businesses, we need to let the youth know that they really need to help or volunteer with black businesses as well, you know, because, again, the training that they're going to get, the connection, the knowledge that they're going to receive, but not only that, in our neighborhoods, in our communities, black businesses really are not making the type of money that they would like to be making to pay, like this new minimum wage that's about to hit, or if it hasn't already hit the $15 an hour mark. Well, large corporations are already planning to scale back on, you know, cashiers and stuff like that. So when you come into the black community and people are expecting for us as the leaders, the entrepreneurs, to be able to help, you know, the young people, we want to do that, but, you know, we definitely need someone to come and say, hey, I'll volunteer to help you and honestly be there without, you know, all the petty stealing and this, that, and the other. So definitely that volunteer thing is, for me, something that we need to push in our youth head to do when it comes to black-owned businesses and any business that they can learn and grow from.
Okay. No, I think that's a good idea because, I mean, if you think about it, as the next generation comes up and they're being pushed into whatever is available, because that's what's happening, when they're pushed into whatever is available, then we as black businesses won't have that help because they'll be so busy trying to be shuffled around to whatever it is that they can get that they consider a reputable job. But if they are in black businesses and they can be trained in a certain area of interest or something they didn't even know that they were interested in at all, they could be trained like that, then perhaps they will go ahead and open their own business versus working a job. I mean, if they have to work a job, then I guess they just have to work a job. But why not give them that opportunity in volunteering, you know? I think that would be a good idea. Now, Ozzy, I was going to ask you, can you talk a little bit about your 501c3 status? We actually did a show on that a couple of weeks back. Tell us about your experience in obtaining that status.
Well, Cece, I could just say, you know, the Lord is good. God is good all the time. Like I say, I've always kind of been focused on having this opportunity to kind of work and be able to promote, you know, the youth. It hurts to kind of see kids getting abused, being, you know, being hungry, you know, just not being taken care of, kids, mm-hmm. you know, just thrown away. So it kind of hurts. So I just kind of really want to do something. And like I said, it's just always, I don't care how long it takes somebody to do something. If it's in your heart, just keep doing it. I don't care how long it takes. So I just mm-hmm. happened to go to this seminar, free seminar. I'm good for that. I went to this seminar that was talking about business. Mm-hmm. So when we went in one at a time to talk to a team to find out if, you know, you qualified in order to, you know, kind of get free legal help. So mm-hmm. they told, when I went in and told my story, the lady said, well, we want to have you contact another person in regards to this. And she kind of, you know, explained to me and talked to me and stuff. And I kind of waited in another room for a couple other people to come in. And then they talked to me and they thought it was a really great idea. They thought it was, you know, that, you know, it was something that needed to go further, but in a different direction for me to talk to someone else. So I did that. She approved some information that I was supposed to go to someone else, and it went really kind of really quickly. It seems like it would have went slow, but it kind of really went quickly. And then from there, I got approved. I had to do paperwork. I had got approved for free legal help that was pro bono. After said and done, I had an attorney that's pro bono. Hi, Mr. Boris, that is, did pro bono work for me. He obtained my 501(c)(3). He explained everything, went over everything. I actually can tell somebody else how to do a 501(c)(3). And actually I am teaching a lady that I know that has a church to do a 501(c)(3). But yeah, he kind of helped me out. And it, like I said, it was opportunity, because not only did I not have to do all the research or kind of be vulnerable to, I guess, the ifs, ands, and buts about it and worrying about it. He kind of took the forefront and did everything, and then kind of explained to me, went over all the paperwork, let me know what it was doing, if, you know, asked me questions about, you know, how would I answer it. So, you know, and then he, you know, he went over everything. He made sure I understood everything. He made sure legal consequences and everything. So I was lucky with that. I can't say that I actually did any hard work to be able to find. I didn't have to ask any questions to different individuals. You know, I didn't have to, you know, kind of go to the library, which actually I did. Like 6 years ago, I went to the library and did a 501(c)(3) on. But I didn't have the money paid for it. It was like $200 and some. But I didn't need it, so I kind of so, you know, it came back around. So actually this time around we did the short form. It was a little less. So wow. That was great. We also did the incorporation. So I have my incorporation for the nonprofit, and I have also just recently obtained the service mark for the name of our corporation, nonprofit corporation, as well. So we're we're happy.
That's happy.
Everything's moving along.
Right. So yes, if people ma'am. Are here in this area, or even if people are some other place. So you said you got somebody to do some pro bono work. So how would one in St. Louis look for that information that you got? You know what I'm saying? Like if I wanted to go and get my 501(c)(3), I like have no idea. I mean, we have people on the show. So, I mean, you know, I'm just giving an example.
I'm sorry. I was gonna say it is on the IRS.gov, so they can go on there and get information about that. And it'll tell you the information that you need in order to get that. So you can do that as well. Like I said,
process to go on IRS.gov. How can we as consumers walk right into an office and believe God's favor and have somebody just do it for us like you did?
Actually, I didn't ask for it, because I actually went there just thinking that I was going to just get information. I didn't know that they were trying to do free legal aid from someone. They asked me what questions did I have in regards to business or my business in pertaining to my business. And I just kind of just was telling them my idea, you know, what I believed in with my nonprofit. And whatever they seen or heard, they connect me with another individual, with another individual, Eastern Missouri, legal services, I had to go through certain processes, certain paperwork. Then I went through another group of attorneys and a legal aid, where they asked me different questions about the organization, what was I going to do with it, how was I going to obtain different things for it, just asking me different questions, a lot of questions, just trying to see where I was or how I was, was going to be able to take care of it or how I felt about what I was doing. But when everything was said and done, they approved me to get free the legal. They said they were going to contact from their attorney list. They were going to contact an attorney and then let me know if they wanted to take it and let me send me some information. They did. And he sent me information, let me know he was the attorney for the nonprofit. And from there, he's been helping me. And this has been since last year. I think we've probably been working a year now, and he's still helping me. He'll be at the nonprofit event, so he's excited about being there, and he's helped me a lot. So yeah, he'll be there as well. So
wow, well, that's amazing. Well, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and then we're going to come back in just a second. So, everyone, you're listening to Blacks in Business Radio, also known as BIB Radio on Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after these messages.
In 2008, the Black Talk Media Project launched the digital radio platform, Black Talk Radio Network, the first such platform created to serve the black community specifically. Black Talk Radio Network has grown with a variety of radio hosts, digital radio stations, and podcasters. Web analytics say Black Talk Radio, the platform, has an online reach that ranks it among the top independent black media platforms in the world. All of this is possible because of financial contributions to the nonprofit Black Talk Media Project. If you love the work we do and the voices and perspectives we bring to you every day, make a donation today to ensure that Black Talk Radio is here in the future. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to BIB Radio here on Black Talk Radio Network. Please remember to support blacktalkmediaproject.org, where you can come and always help your fellow brother and sister do the things that they need to do, especially concerning this radio network. We are talking to Ms. Ozzy Perry, and she's talking to us about her endeavor and becoming a 501c3 business. She also works a 9-to-5 job, and this is her side hustle. She is actually a nonprofit organization and has many different things going on. So, Ozzy, tell us about your sons. They're also doing some things for themselves. What are they doing?
Oh, yeah. My oldest son, I have a 29-year-old. He just turned 29. He's a rapper. He likes to rap, rhyme, and they go to the studio and kind of make music. So he does that. He likes fashion. He loves to kind of put clothes together and kind of look nice. So we all kind of have it in the family where we like to kind of have like a little fashion and kind of, do artists. So my youngest son is the same. He also likes fashion, but he is into doing art, and he likes doing things with his hands, making things. He's in science. I'm proud of them because they do. Actually, my youngest son is at his grandma's now, just making some things for the event. So I'm kind of excited about that. So he's trying to get his little side hustle on, so I'm happy about that. And my other son, I believe he may be in the studio, so we're just all kind of expanding and working on these events coming so fast, and it seems like I have so much to do. But yeah, they're great boys. This is 16, and they're always, just continually just trying to be excited and happy and trying to have their own business. I've actually, there's Georgia, they have a Georgia Entertainment service.
Mm-hmm.
So we go out. They plan events. They do promotions, so they'll promote events for you.
Mm-hmm.
We also we do trips. So we're planning a trip for Branson. So they'll be selling trips, tickets, and things for that event. So we're just, like you said, just side hustles, just trying to do stuff. So hopefully within the next couple of years, everybody will kind of have their own. Like you said, there's nothing wrong with doing a 9-to-5. But, you can always still do something that you do. Even if it doesn't turn into be something permanent, something that you just rely on, then make it something that you can do, or how they say. But there's nothing wrong with side hustles. I love them. Kind of keeps us afloat and just gives it fun. Like the event is something fun, so people can express themselves. And just have a great time. So
mm-hmm,
that's what
mm-hmm.
we love to do. So. Yeah,
right. Well, that's wonderful that your sons are into doing these different things. Now, have you all ever joined up with the group Young Biz Kids?
No, we have not. I have heard of them, but no, we have not.
Oh, actually, what am I thinking? You met one of the Young Biz Kids people at the booth, that lady that you met, Ariel Bivens.
With the son that's doing a book signing.
Mikey, uh-huh. Yeah, that's them.
Yeah, I did meet him. He's a smart young man. He really is. Oh my God, I'm so proud of him. I actually bought one of his books. He autographed it and everything, so that's nice, and I will have that to kind of showcase as well. Yeah, she gave me her number. Hopefully they'll be able to do one of the programs or classes with us, where he'll be able to talk about his entrepreneurship and kind of encourage the children as well. So I'm excited about
that.
Yeah.
You definitely want to connect with that organization, see what they're doing, because I mean, you can never have too much information and collaboration.
Right.
If you're all going in the same direction, and if your heart and passion is for children, I mean, it takes a village to raise them. So
exactly.
Why not link your organization with their organization if possible?
Yeah. Hopefully, I'll be able to link with lots of organizations for us to work with in order to better the community. It's like you said, it takes the village. So I'm hoping that everybody comes together and, we can work together and find different ways to promote and kind of have a successful generation, So, yeah, that's what I look forward to. I hope that does happen. I want that to happen, so that's great.
Oh, I want it to happen, too, and I'm excited about your event. I hope that you have plenty of people coming out to support and encourage the children. And, I hope you have a great turnout, because it's going to be great weather, I think,
Thank you. Yeah, I'm hoping it does. I thought I'd seen a little rain on there for Saturday, but then it just kind of looked like maybe. So I'm like, okay, maybe we won't get it. So we'll see. Like I said, we're indoor and outdoor. So, I'm hoping everybody comes out. It'll be free hot dogs, chips, and juice for the kids. The show admission for kids is $1. Please come. It could be changed. It's just a little donation. We can do $5 for adults. I actually have $10 on here, but, if you say you listen into CC on the radio, then, $5 to get in for the adults. Participants and performers, if you're a hairdresser, you cut hair, you're a barber, you're a petition, you want to show off some of your hairstyles, it's the weekend. I know you did some hair. Bring them out, show them. You got any fancy clothes you design, you're a designer, bring it out, show it. Come show your skills. Come, show your creative expression. You want to dance, sing, please come out. And, just enjoy the show. Show the kids, that we can come out and have a good time and show our creative expressions and how we're entrepreneurs, so they can, you know, learn from us and be great citizens within the community. So if you're models, entertainers, speakers, motivational speakers, you know, please come out, talk. We need as many motivational and encouragement that we can get. So, you know, my number is 618-332-9126. If you can leave a message, if I don't answer, and I'll get back in contact with you. I do have a PayPal set up if you'd like to pay through PayPal. We do want vendor to come and enjoy and, you know, give out information, you know, give out, you know, if you have anything that you want to sell, you have any resources you want to hand out, please come. We have vendor tables for $20. And like I said, we do have PayPal. And we need all the volunteers. If you'd like to volunteer, please come out and help out. You know, we appreciate the help.
Oh, it sounds so wonderful. Now, did you create a Facebook page for this event?
Well, you know what? I'm not too savvy with the computer doing Facebook and all of that just yet. I'm still setting everything up, but I will hopefully have it individual. I think I got it connected to my regular Facebook, which I really didn't want that. I was trying to make it for the corporate nonprofit, but for some reason it got connected. So I'm actually trying to see how I can kind of separate those. But right now, I don't have just a specific Facebook page for that. I do.
Well,
have.
Why don't we do this? Because social media is everything.
I have a website.
Okay, you do have a website for it. Okay. Well, why don't we do this? We can talk tomorrow. Whenever you get time, anytime during the day, let me know so I can help you go ahead and do the social media for that. You know, I'm a virtual assistant, so I'll actually do that for you for free tomorrow, okay?
Okay, thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah, no, because we want to support you in any way that we can. We don't know if we can be there because, you know, we live where we work right now.
We're
always there, but we definitely want to support you in any way that we can, and look forward to trying to help you all later on, you know, because Robert and I both do speaking engagements, so if we can help you out with that, we would love to do it at a later date, but for now we will help you with your social media blast. And yes, so Robert, do you have any more questions for Ozzy?
I just want to further encourage you to stay on the path that you're on. I think it's what you're doing. I think what you're doing is very incredible, very worthy, and very good for the community, our young black men and women. We need more people like you, sister. You know, so as Cece said, anything that we may be able to help you with, if you feel like we can be a part of your growth, then feel free to reach out to us because we want to be there to help you.
Thank you. That sounds so great. Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that so much. I really appreciate that.
I have a wonderful idea. We'll just have to talk later, but I have a wonderful idea for collaboration, but that is an off-the-record conversation. But we want to definitely let you go in peace and have a blessed night, and we are so excited for your event, and we will talk to you later, okay?
Thank you, and make sure you all at least come. Try to come. I don't care if it's late. Try to come. But okay, thank you so much. I appreciate you all's time.
Wait, before
you
go, one more time.
Appreciate you as well.
The address of the event, the time of the event, and the date, that type of thing. Let us know.
Okay, the time is 10 to 6, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., June the 24th, this Saturday, at 7801 South Broadway, St. Louis, Missouri, 63111. Like I said, just come on out. If you can come straight down Broadway from 70, you can come off 55, you can come off 40, so, you know, hopefully you can make it and you can find it, put it on your MapQuest. so we'll be there from 10 to 6. It'll be a lot of fun. We're going to have a lot of games and prizes. Robert, come shoot some free throws.
Say that again.
Okay.
Shoot some free throws.
Yeah. Yeah. And Cece, you come jump rope. We're gonna do some double dutch.
Oh my good, double dutch. We were just talking about that the other day. Saw that on Facebook. I remember them days.
Yeah.
I was scared of the rope though. So I mean, that was you use one.
You use one of them ones that takes forever to get in.
Oh yes, it's like you rocking back and forth, but never go in. That's me.
Please don't be disappointed with us, because we might not be able to make it out. Again, we work till 7, from actually 9 in the morning to 7 in the evening at the flea market on Saturdays. And Saturdays are really big for us. So we're actually in a stage of our business where we're trying to go from self-employed to business owners. And once we do that, we'll be able to make these type of events.
I know that's right. I kind of figured that, but, you know, I always send an invitation. You know, you never know. But, okay, that's fine. I know your thoughts and your heart is with me, so I appreciate that a lot.
I'm with you in spirit.
Amen. Absolutely. I know. I love that.
Okay. Well, we definitely support you, and we want you to have a restful night, and we will talk to you again very soon, okay?
Thank you. You all, too, as well. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. You enjoy.
Have a great night.
Coming up. Good night.
All right. Well, that was Miss Ozzeline, and she is having her event this weekend. We definitely want to support her. So if you all are listening from St. Louis, Missouri, make sure that you support her event. And her organization. We're going to put those things on the Blacks in Business Facebook page, and Blacks in Business Facebook for St. Louis, and also BIB Radio. So if you're interested, we will have that information available to you. So Robert, I don't know. You never know. Maybe one of us can make it for a little while and then come back. You just never know. Who knows? We'll see what happens. Right, exactly. But I can definitely see some things to help her in that organization because, you know, I am the infopreneur, and I do have a long list of people in my Rolodex. So definitely, you know, we're talking about the youth. We want to make sure that we are supporting those who are supporting the youth. I mean, there's so many ways that supporting the youth can branch off because they need so much. I mean, just like today, you know, we found out that one of the youth that we know went to jail for having a gun, you know, and that's not as abnormal as we would like to think, unfortunately, whether it be the wrong crowd or because these are survival things that they're having to do. I mean, you just never know what a youth is going through. But what if you or your venue or your platform or your presence could be that point of escape that youth has or needs to not be in those situations? So we definitely want to support those who are supporting the youth.
Right, no doubt.
Right, so
you really got to be creative in supporting our youth.
And stop being scared of them. You know, that's a big problem. People are scared of the youth these days, and I get it. I understand why. But you know what? These are our children. If we're not here to capture them, you know who's going to capture them. And they have a cell or a coffin waiting for them. So we have to make sure that we're doing a better job, you know, because we talk about the foster children, too. You know, it's just so much going on with our youth. It's not even funny. So start thinking about how you can support a youth. Start thinking about how you can support an organization that is dealing with our youth, okay? It's not hard to find, you know. Just if you need help with that, let us know. If you want a list, that's what we're going to do. We're going to come up with a list of organizations that support our youth, and we're going to post it on our Facebook page. But what we have to do is take a commercial break. You are listening to Blacks in Business Radio on Black Talk Radio Network, and we will be coming into our last and final hour with Mr. Angelo Hobson, and he will be talking about his travel business side hustle. I think you all will enjoy that. I know I will, because that is something that I'm actually interested in. So join us after the commercial break for, again, the last hour. You're listening to BIB Radio on Black Talk Radio Network. We're here every Thursday at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, all the way till 9 p.m. All right, so we will be back after these messages.
Radio since 2008, providing new black media for the masses.
All right, all right, all right. Oh man, what a powerful first hour of the show, and we're looking forward to the second hour of the show as well. Our second guest is going to be, his name is Angelo Lee from Evolution Travel. We're going to talk about the travel industry today, y'all. And there's a lot of opportunity in the travel industry and a lot of benefits in the travel industry. So I'm sure he's going to be on in the next hour. We got about, I'd say about 10 minutes. So I'm going to play a... one is YouTube commercials, and let you all listen to this. It's about 10 ways to promote your travel business, and I listened to it and thought it was some great things that maybe those who aspire to be a travel agent could benefit from. So I'm going to play that right about now and let you guys take a listen to it.
Today we're here to talk about ways to promote your own travel agents. People frequently ask me if travel agencies are dying off. They are not. Do you know that online travel agencies, Orbitz, Expedia, Travelocity, and more, make up approximately 43% of all the travel bookings, and they account for $585 billion a year in travel? Independent brick-and-mortar travel agencies and other offline travel companies do 58% of the travel, and they account for over $600 billion a year in travel and transportation sales. People tell me that they could book their own travel on the Internet. Sure, no problem. People do their own cooking, too, but there's 630,511 restaurants in the United States. There's over 40,000 insurance agencies in the United States, and you could book insurance online, too. As a matter of fact, insurance and travel are very similar in that they've been greatly impacted by the Internet. People like to do their own travel, but they look to a professional to be able to give them a quality vacation that tells them where to go, what to do, what to eat, what to see, where to sleep, where to cruise, etc. So I'm here today to give you tips on how to promote and market your Archer Travel Agent program and generate your own clients in your own home-based business. The first and most obvious way that people promote their own travel business is by notifying friends, family, and your social network. People do this by sending emails, by posting on Facebook, Pinterest, Twitter, etc. Of course, some people pick up the phone and do it the old-fashioned way and call their friends and family and say, hey, next time you're going on vacation, give me a call. I can help you put together a wonderful vacation, the vacation of your dreams, and it's absolutely free of charge. You can let your family know that they can go to your website and see outstanding cruise and tour values, vacation specials. They can book air, hotel, and rental car packages right there from your website. The second way that you can advertise your travel business is through social media. Putting up specials on Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, and other social media websites will gain you more followers, which are more business opportunities. That means all of those people who like your page are new client possibilities. Make sure that your Facebook page is always updated and fresh with unique ideas and fun vacations. Number three, attend public functions. Every community has a Chamber of Commerce mixer. Go to mixers, pass out your business cards. Always carry business cards in your wallet. When you go to football games, when you go to Little League games, when you go to soccer practices, people are going to ask you what you're doing. You're going to talk about travel. People are going to ask you, hey, what's it going to cost to go to Hawaii? How much is a cruise? You say, I don't know. Let me get back to my office. Let me get some information from you, and I'll give you a price. In order to do that, you need to give them a business card. So make sure you're always carrying business cards. Make sure your website, again, is prominent on those cards, and make sure that those people can get to you with their vacation requests. Number four, join a business networking group. There are groups all over the United States where people get together for breakfast or lunch, sometimes cocktails, and they will have meetings on how to promote each other's business. You talk about your business, they talk about theirs, and members of the group all agree that what they're going to do is promote each other's business. These networking groups typically only have one person from each industry or type of job or type of company. That means there's only one travel agent, one lawyer, one dentist, etc. So if you join a networking group, it's a great way for you to get other people to also be talking about your business as well. Number five is one of my favorite ways to promote the travel business, and that's by working with churches. Churches actually do a lot of travel. They do Bible study cruises. They do Holy Land tours. They support missionaries that travel throughout the world. And, of course, their parishioners or their members love to go on vacation. Number six on the list is school travel. A lot of elementary schools send their children to state capitals. We have sixth graders in our area that go to Washington, D.C. every year. Also, we work with a lot of sports teams in schools that go to basketball tournaments. We do football games. We even charter buses for some of the football teams to go to some of their home games and some of their away games. We also work with a lot of universities where we do international student study programs and where we have to help them with getting tickets to study abroad. A local high school in our area has 175 students going to a choir competition in Chicago next year. That booking alone is worth $175,000 at about a 15% commission. So school travel could also be very lucrative. When you handle group programs for schools and sports teams, you also get exposure to parents and school employees when they want to go on their personal vacation. So schools can be very beneficial to promoting your travel business. Youth sports programs are also a great way to promote your travel business. My nephew has over 500 kids in a youth soccer program here in this area, and he does 6 to 8 tournaments a year throughout the United States where we send 20 to 30 kids. Our company also sponsors a Little League team. And you got to remember, Little League teams' scores are published on a weekly basis in the local newspapers. Oftentimes, you look in the newspaper, it says, Archer Travel 6, Fire Department 4. So every week, our company is mentioned in the local newspaper showing our support for the local community. And we actually get a lot of interest and a lot of inquiries based on that sponsorship. I've also sent teams to the World Series, the Little League World Series, as well as to other types of competitions throughout the world. Number 8 up on the list are sports bars and restaurants. Sports bars are a great way to promote your travel business. There are over 45 sports bars in the Los Angeles area that support the Pittsburgh Steelers. We have put together programs for these fans to go to a Pittsburgh Steelers home game every season. So therefore, we've got 20 to 30 people that are going back on a trip across the United States for air, hotel, and rental cars, as well as team tickets to get into the game. We also promote Super Bowl cruises through sports bars and restaurants. Every year, we get between 250 and 300 people from those bars and restaurants that go on the Mexico weekend cruise on Carnival Cruise Lines and have a great time. Number 9 on the list is have a travel party. People love to party. You can serve Mai Tais and poo-poos, and you can also go to a local store and get plastic Lays. You guys can all wear muumuus and really get into the travel spirit. This is a great way to let people know that you're now in the travel business and you'd like to help them with their next vacation. Last but certainly not least on the list is businesses. Call on every company in your area and ask them if you can help them with their airline tickets, their hotels, and their rental cars when they're sending salespeople out on sales calls or mechanics out to fix machinery. Or if they're sending a crew out for an installation of a new restaurant. Or if they have a real estate team that's going out looking for new locations. Businesses can also be a great source of meeting and incentive travel because they want to reward their salespeople by giving away trips and travel. We also help businesses go to meetings and conventions all over the world, and they buy a lot of travel because they send a lot of people. You can also promote to those business employees your vacation travel services. Anybody that's using you for your business travel is also a perfect target for their employees when they're thinking about going on their vacations. So here's a list of 10 ways in which you can market your own travel agency. And this is just a drop in the bucket of all the ways you can actually promote your business. As a member of the Archer Travel Agent Program, you can work directly with myself and my staff, and we can help you put together flyers and marketing plans in which you can market your own travel agency to these businesses and more. We hope you'll join the program, and we look forward to working with you.
All right, so that was some insight to how to run a successful business, a travel business, and man, I mean, if you're in the ideal of creating a business of something to do for yourself, then definitely the travel industry is one to consider. Again, lots of benefits, lots of fun. Traveling is fun. I don't know about you guys, but I've been quite a few different places. I haven't been out the country yet. But it definitely is my plan to get my passport. And me and Cece, we talk about this all the time. She has her passport, so I definitely got to get mine. Went and took the picture. Now all we need is to go down to the post office and do that other part, and we'll be able to get up out of the country. So Mr. Angelo Lee is supposed to be on our line. Scotty, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Greetings to
good,
you.
Good. So I'm looking for a caller to call in to the line to Mr. Angelo Lee.
Okay,
did
we
you
have
see anybody
caller
on the board yet?
Yeah, we have someone on the board. If you are the guest, hit ** on your phone keypad. That will unmute you. That it's a person on the board, but not by that name. I see Sister Cece on the board. Is she not with us?
She is not actually with us right now.
Okay.
If she's logged in, then I'm surprised, but that would be a pleasant surprise as well. So I want to see, because I was trying to get the guy's number so I can identify him, at least let you know what his information was. Let me see. Let me see what she just sent me. Thursday, and that's not it. Okay, so evidently that other person that's on the line must not be him. But yeah, so while we wait on this, our next guest, man, I tell you, I'm gonna read a little bit about Mr. Angelo Lee. He sends us this. He said he's 35 years old. I've been in the travel industry for over 15 years as a marketing agent for timeshare resorts. He has been dabbling in work from home business since 2010. He can now say after 7 years that Evolution Travel is the best. A-plus grade with the Better Business Bureau in 2016, top producer for Expedia, 5,500-plus agents strong, and it's growing exponentially. Man, that's really, really good news to hear because there's so many different travel agencies, me and CC have looked into a few of them, and you just really don't know where to land yourself, you know, because someone like myself that doesn't know these different ins and outs of the business, I mean, people can dress it up to make it sound good, but you really have to have someone that has the insight and the time invested to know where you should land yourself at. So, you know, I always have entertained this travel agency business. I got a guy right now that's been on my head for the last 4 months to get with a travel, this travel agent company that he's with, and I couldn't make the time to do it because I'm on something else, you know, but, you know.
So what, do they work off commissions?
We're going to hopefully get him on the line soon. But nevertheless, we got some other things that's going on here in St. Louis, and business is doing well for us. We're going to be actually traveling in the next month or so. Got a trip planned to Hawaii, and probably would have been a great idea to have that in a travel package. But, so, yeah, with that being said, you know, travel is good. Business in the travel industry, from what we heard from the commercial, is good. And I'm going to say business here in St. Louis for us have been good for these last few days. And we're looking forward to some more growth in our business, some more venturing out. CC is at a Avon conference tonight, which she recently became a distributor for Avon, and we're really doing some things outside of the norm for us. We just opened and renamed our business, rather, opened recently as Buckets Grocery Store and Wholesale, and incorporated into our scheme of things a POS system, which is a great, great thing to have for all small businesses, be able to track your merchandise and you know, keep up with what inventory is low, what inventory needs to be reordered, how much is selling, what isn't selling. A great tool to have for any business if you want to try to take your business to the next level, which is from self-employed to business owner. Get yourself a POS system and a good tax person and a good accountant, and actually start allowing yourself to do some growing in the right way. So, Scotty, if you see anybody that comes on the line, please just interrupt and let me know, because I've not been able to get in touch with CC to see to get the guy's number so we can actually know when he gets on the line. But nevertheless, I can just keep on talking because I don't have a problem with running my mouth. Hold on.
Well, I just sent, I visited the website, and I did have a question of joining a travel agency. What do they work off of? Commissions? When you're working for somebody else, I imagine, you know, you have to sell.
Well, on the travel agency, I'm not sure, Scotty, because, you know, again, like I said, I had a guy trying to, you know, get me involved in the travel agency game. And it's intriguing because, you know, I can see the benefit of traveling in terms of mental therapy. But I didn't go as far as to actually get myself involved enough to actually discover that, because, again, we're already involved in a business that we're growing and trying to take it to that business owner level instead of the self-employed level. And realistically speaking, it takes a lot out of you to grow a business. It's just like having a baby. You know, once you got this baby,
okay, you got muted on.
Oh, okay. Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can. I can hear you now. Now it looks
Hello?
Like I do see Mr. Angelo Lee in the chat room, so if he's
like I was saying, you know, so we didn't get a chance to
Robert, I'm sorry. I'm going to have to talk to our conference provider about improving their service for some kind of security, because it appears that someone's playing around with the board, and I'm being muted, you're being muted, and you know, but I do see your guests in the chat room. So if they would like to call in, they could either call in from the computer. It has that little button that you click, and it'll dial you in. Of course, you got to have a headset, or you can call us at 866-510-9025. All right, didn't mean to interrupt you, but I was just about to suggest that if your guest is canceling, that we go ahead and just cut it short. That was a great first hour in the interview about the nonprofit, carrying out your vision through in a nonprofit format, but involving the children and entrepreneurship. I have worked with college students over the year through our nonprofit. Not a whole lot of them, but a few people. And it was one guy, he had to do it in terms of volunteering public service as a result of a criminal charge. So he did his little time with us, you know, producing some media that I directed him to produce. But so it's up to you. It's up to you. You know, your guests, I saw them in the chat on our uberconference.com /blacktalkradionetwork. But I don't see him on the board, so.
Well, if he's still in the chat, call the number 1-866-510-9025, and you can join right in. It'll join right in, and then just announce yourself, because we definitely would like to have you enlighten the listeners to the opportunities that await them in the travel industry. Definitely like to do that. But, you know, yeah. So that, yeah, Scotty, with me, I just haven't, like I say, I haven't pursued it. But I definitely, who doesn't want to travel and get paid to do it, you know? So.
Oh, get paid
to
travel?
It's just one of those things where.
Get paid to help other people travel? You mean to tell me there's jobs where you can get paid to travel?
From what I know, from what I've saw, there are people that get on Facebook and they hold these signs up, and I think the sign says you should be here. And from what I've been told, that they literally get paid. They get paid from, you know, people booking people to travel, but then their travel is either free, I think that's what it was, they get a free or a huge discount on it. So, you know, anytime money is saved, if you get a discount, it's like you're getting paid, you know. But that's something that I really wanted to discuss with the caller, I mean with the guest, because that way I can get a greater insight. I was looking really, really forward to this, because I'm always looking for another business opportunity myself. And, you know, to expand, to add another iron to the fire. You know, because you can never have enough irons in the fire or ways of making money. And especially if it's something that's not so demanding on your time, then that's cool. I think that's something that I would be looking into. But for those people that are not doing anything or are really wanting to make a life change or something like that, then this would be a great opportunity for them. So, but
Well, let's take a station identification break, and we'll come back on the other side, and you can decide if you want to go it alone for the next hour, or if you just want to end this earlier, and we'll cut the podcast off right here. But I think, there's your guest. So we'll go ahead and take the station identification break, and then we'll come back, Brother Robert, and it appears your guest has called in.
Okay, great.
Hello, hello.
Hang on for us, Mr. Lee. We'll be right back on the other side of this station break. Thank you for joining us.
Okay.
Black Talk Radio, your choice for digital black radio. New black media for the new millennium.
All right, we're back. This is Brother Robert 11X, and we're you're here listening to us at BIB Radio, Blacks in Business Radio, where we talk about entrepreneurship and home acquisition without the banks, without agents. And tonight, on the second half of the show, we got a brother that's going to talk to you about the travel industry opportunities that await you for those who are looking for entrepreneurship and want something interesting to be a part of. The travel industry is definitely something that gives you some opportunity to travel and make some money at the same time. With no further ado, we're going to bring the brother on. Brother Angelo, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
How are you today?
I'm doing great. Thank you for asking. And I want to thank you also for having me on this show.
Well, we appreciate you being on the show. I'm Brother Robert 11X. Of course, you met and talked to Sister Cece, who is at a business meeting drumming up some other business opportunities that may involve travel as well. So tell us a little bit about yourself and a little bit about, a whole lot about what you do.
All right. Well, I was born and raised out of San Diego, California. I've actually had a chance to travel around the United States and in different countries. My mother was a very avid traveler and into experiencing new things. I was actually raised around a lot of entrepreneurs and business owners, and so that kind of was instilled in me as a youth, and I was always challenged, you know. And as I became an adult and I started working in the travel industry on the timeshare side, I just told myself, you know what, I would like to be a business owner one day. So I looked around and I found out that Evolution Travel was for me. It was a chance for me to grow at my own pace, be my own boss, work from home or anywhere I would like to work at. As long as I had an internet, I can, you know, book travel for friends and family and clients. And that's why I'm with Evolution Travel. It's a great, awesome team that we have, 5,500 members strong and growing. We're going into our third year, and everything's going well here. I love it. Compared to all the other travel agencies that are out there, this was the best fit for me.
Now, what made you come to that conclusion? Had you had any experience with any other travel agencies, or how did you arrive to that point? Because, like, for anybody that's considering going into a business in the travel industry that has never been in the business, how would they know the right fit for them?
Well, actually, a lot of people, they do a lot of research. Like myself, I do a lot of research on the background of the company, on the people. And, you know, I've been looking for a good, you know, work-at-home company to be a part of for the past 7 years, since 2010, you know. And this company actually happened to be one that I examined for at least half of a year, 6 months. I examined them and their success, and I found he's on the recorded line right now, James Brown Jr. He's my coach, and this guy, I looked him up and watched a couple of his videos, and I liked his story, him and his fiance, and you know, that was something that I wanted to aspire to be like, you know, him and how he's living his life. So I said, this is a team that I want to be a part of. So I reached out to him and let him know that I would like to come under his tutelage and grow and be successful in this travel business. So that's how it all came together.
Wow. You said you did some research for about 6 months on this company?
Yeah, I mean, whenever I had time, I would, you know, look up Evolution Travel. I would look up other travel agencies and how much it costs to start up. And, you know, truthfully, you know, I was a little, you know, careful of jumping in, you know, just quickly jumping in, you know. So I was looking at a number of travel agencies, and this one happened to be the one that panned out. Yes, so it took a little while.
So what about, you mentioned about James Brown and his family. What about that family really impressed you to the point that you wanted to become a part of this group here?
Well, you know, his background, his expertise, he seemed like a very honest, truthful person. And, you know, I told myself I want to connect with a team that's a little bit more older and a little bit more experienced than me in this home-based business travel industry. And so I looked and I saw that he was a person that I can look up to and actually respect and join and be a part of his team. So that was one thing about him and his team that I all stars, you know, that I wanted to join and be a part of.
See, that's heavy, because when you say someone that you can look up to and respect in business, there's a lot of sharks out here, a lot of people that just don't care, a lot of people out here that's just about getting the money, and rarely do you hear people that mention, like, integrity, the things that really matter the most. So when you find somebody like that that you can look up to and respect, and, you know, that's huge. That's what we should be looking for in the people that are trying to, or you know, when I say trying to get us to be a part of the team or whatever, well, those are some very critical factors in my book, I mean, that really would make or break, you know, my participation, or should make and break anybody's participation. You just got to have that spirit that can discern whether or not this is where you want to place yourself at, because now you're talking about building a lifetime career, I assume, with this company, and you want to know, make sure you plant yourself in the right place. And it sounds like that you really feel that you have done that.
Exactly, you know, and that's one thing I wanted to be a part of, was a team that actually was, you know, insightful, considerate, and was always there to help and coach you. And whenever you needed help, I can, you know, call you or message you and get the help that I need. I admit that I don't ask a lot of questions like I know I should, because, you know, I have a little pride, but, you know, I do ask for help when I need help, and I listen very well. That's one thing about me, is I listen and I watch very well. That's one thing I learned about just having discernment and learning a person to see if that's a person that you want to, you know, depend on and fall back on, you know?
Right. Yes, definitely. So Oh, now, I'm going to ask you a little bit about your own personal life. Are you a married man with children and a wife, all that? Or are you, you know, a family person yourself?
Well, I do have a fiance. So we've been dating for over a year. And I plan on marrying her very soon. I don't really put my business out there. But on Facebook, you can see that I'm a man that's in a relationship. And, yeah, so I actually is planning a date, you know, where we're going to plan a date and make that move to jump the broom, you know.
Right, so is there any plans on actually using the benefits of being in the travel agency to get up out of the country or just travel throughout the country?
That's what I'm hoping for, because I work a 9-to-5. And okay. as soon as I reach my goals with my travel business, I'm going to retire so I can travel the world. So I can go, you know, to Africa and to Israel and to the Philippines and wherever I set my sights on. That's one of my goals, and that's very important, you know, setting goals and looking up to those goals as your examples and aspirations, so you can get out of that regular 9-to-5.
So with this travel business, do you see it being able to actually take you off of that 9-to-5 in the next 5 years or sooner, or 5 to 10 years? Do you think you really need to devote more time to it in order to actually make it work? Or because, you know, a lot of people that I know that work a 9-to-5, they're always looking for another way to make money. And as CC was talking about these side hustles, which we get these, you know, on the side of our job, we do type of things, and sometimes most people just do it just for a side hustle. But I'm always encouraging to actually find something that you can be passionate about, and you can control that or either own it, and then it becomes your main source of income, and now you're invested 100% into that thing. And you know, so I want to stick with the show topic, which is side hustles, but the business guy in me, that just I just have to encourage people to take whatever it is that they have on the side of the job and try to match the hour for hour that we put on someone else's job into what it is that we do, and see how that can possibly sooner, if not later, get us out of the 9-to-5 into a full-time position with our own company, and then from self-employment to you know, business owner. So do you see that in the immediate future, or is your plan like 5 years, 10 years, or how does that look for like someone that's just listening to us? I mean, what would you suggest for them to really do to make the side hustle a real sincere business for them?
Well, one thing is we're about to go public, Travel Evolution Travel. And right now, what my goals are is the long run, longevity. You know, I can retire from my job in the next 3 to 5 years, my 9-to-5. Within that 3 years, I set a goal that with my travel business, I should be up and running and at the goals that I want to be at, so I can retire and have a lifetime residual income coming in. That's one thing that's good about Evolution Travel. They're going into their third year. We're actually teamed up, our proprietary company, Archer Travel. They've been in the business for a very, very long time. I believe since like, you know, the 50s or something. And you can look them up if you want, Archer Travels. So our proprietary company has been around for a very long time. And, you know, I just booked the travel for one of my friends, Carolyn Bergie, and she's about to celebrate her 8-year anniversary, her and her husband. This was somebody I grew up with as a youth. So to be able to book them for their anniversary out in a whole nother country, this is their first time also actually celebrating their anniversary and going somewhere on a vacation. It really meant a lot to me. You know, it wasn't really about the money anymore. It was about, you know, doing something for a friend, being of service to someone. And so, you know, it's just all kinds of rewards. Being wise, making the right decision to be a part of the right team, and doing something that you really like, something that you really enjoy doing because it no longer becomes work.
Yes, yes, yes. I definitely bear witness to that. You have to love it, and once you love it, it's a passion for it, it's no longer work. You enjoy doing it. It becomes fun, and then you just get rewarded for something that you're passionate about. So, man, Scotty was asking, well, I had made a statement because I had came to some understanding through someone else. They told me, Rob, you can get paid for actually traveling, working for a travel company. Now, I don't know how true or false that is, but can you clear that up for me? Is that true that if I work for the travel company, I can get paid in some of my own personal travels? How does that work?
Yeah, it's possible. I mean, from what I've been learning with Evolution Travel is, you know, when you book travel through your portal, your booking portal, you get a free website working with Evolution Travel. And when you book, you actually get the commission on it. No matter if you're booking for yourself or for your friends and family, you know, there's other ways and avenues that you can get rewarded, you know, by because I receive certifications through my proprietary company. I have an IATAN number, which is, you know, something with the airlines. That way I can take that and go over to Disney World and complete a training with them. That way I can have free tickets every year. I think up to about 4 of them, free tickets every year to go to Disney World, Disneyland. Also, say for example, you know, I have a family reunion and they all want to go on a Caribbean cruise. You know, you go through Royal Caribbean Cruise Line, book about 15 rooms, you're going to get the 16th room free. That means you're traveling for free. So you basically just put hundreds of dollars back in your pockets. So these are just small examples of what I've learned.
So I guess it is true then. So when you travel and you can book your own travel reservation and you get paid for that. So, Scotty, that answers that question. That's some good incentive, man. I mean, that's some really good incentive. We're at the 30-minute mark of the radio show, so we're going to take a little break, and when we come back, we're going to talk a little more about the travel industry. So, Scott, if you want to take a break now, go ahead and let's do that, and we'll be right back with BIB Radio. Guess we're not going to take a break. All right, man. I guess we're just going to keep on talking, and we're not going to take a break. And that's fine. So let me ask you this question. Have you traveled with the company so far?
Well, so far I haven't traveled with the company. I mean, I've booked travel for clients, but me personally, I'm still in that process of taking advantage of it myself.
Oh yeah, well we definitely wanna take advantage of the travel agency for sure, for sure. So in order for someone to actually sign up as a travel agency, what do they need to know, and whom do they need to contact, or how do they get in contact with you?
Yeah, it's very easy. You just go to my website, which is myevolutiontravel.com/49364. You can go there, you can navigate the website, see everything for yourself, hit all the links, watch some of the videos. We have a very huge team. We're worldwide, from the Caribbean to the Philippines to everywhere in between. And it's, I believe, only $69.99 right now to sign on. Of course, the website you're going to receive has a hosting monthly fee of about $69. And my number, if you want to call me and ask more questions, if you want to sign on and become a travel agent, you can call me at 619-552-6809. And we have many Evolution Travel videos on YouTube, so you can watch the videos and take notes. And as soon as you sign up, it's not like something that you just sign up for and then you're just out there on your own. We actually have a bunch of training videos, a whole lot of them. You can watch them and do a little 5-questionnaire test after it and get certified and receive a nice little certification award letter with all of your certification numbers and feel rewarded and accomplished.
It only costs $69 to sign up.
Yep, that's correct. I mean, there's other agencies that charge you hundreds of dollars, you know, 600 and up or more. And, you know, our proprietary company, Archer Travel, has made it almost unbeatable, you know, where you can become a certified travel consultant.
Wow. $69, and you're in the door to really creating a lifestyle change for yourself. So this $69, I mean, what all does that do for a person that's trying to get into this industry? I mean, does it what does that look like? What does it get me?
Well, as soon as you sign on, like I told another friend, Joe, he told me that, you know, he was interested in Disneyland. I told him, as soon as you sign on and become a travel agent with us, complete the tutorial videos, you get your cert, and you can book travel, hotel, cruises, car rentals, flights, events. You even get access to, like, you know, tickets to movies, to the basketball game, Major League Baseball. You know, we have a whole host of resources and discounts that you can get to do the things that you've been paying full prices for. So this is just some of the examples of the perks and benefits of becoming a travel consultant with Evolution Travel.
$69. I'm sitting up here thinking, like, in 1994, a guy loaned me $70 to start my business. And when you said $69, that just really hit me. That's a dollar short from the $70 that he loaned me. But I really had to do a lot of grinding to get this thing up and going with $70. For $69, ladies and gentlemen, that's such a that's a low introductory cost to become an entrepreneur, or, you know, to get in any business. $69, that just blew me away to hear that, because I've heard things where you have to pay $200 and $300 to do the same thing that you're talking about doing in certain other companies, you know. But $69 is good, and from that point there, they complete the tutorial, you say, and then from there they just start signing people up.
You just start signing people up. It's your business, you know. Tell your friends, family, if you're making a flight somewhere or you're booking a hotel or something, better go through me. And you can make as much money as you want to make, however big you want to get. It's up to you. However much money you want to make, it's up to you, totally, 100%. So this is one of the reasons why I signed on with Evolution Travel. I was looking at a number of travel agencies, and this one right here was unbeatable. So I said, you know what, I have to be a part of this.
Wow. Man, that's great. And I definitely wish you the much success at it. And, you know, that it, in the 3-year goal that you have for yourself, that it actually can come off a lot sooner for you guys, and just enjoy your life in the entrepreneurship realm of life. But that is something that, for our caller, see, BIB Radio is designed to help people get an idea of what it is that they could be doing for themselves. You know, we say do for self. Well, a lot of times the people that's listening to the show really don't have an idea or the courage to actually jump out on faith and do something for self. With this job market being as crazy as it is, and there's a lot of unemployed people, and people need to know that there are opportunities out there like this that exist, you know. And they need to know that people like yourself, myself, we're actually taking those leaps of faith, and they need to be able to see that and be able to be inspired by us. And, you know, for $69, I just got to keep saying that, because, you know, that's just not a lot of money to actually be able to put yourself in a position to make a lot of money. You know,
oh, yeah.
That didn't hurt your family budget at all.
Oh, no. Sure didn't. I mean, I spend that on, you know, going out to the movies and taking my lady out on a date, you know, just without even thinking about it. So it's all about investing in yourself.
Actually, holding that nerve there, G, do not
pay yourself.
Too much. Shops again in the same
and when you do that, you're going to reap the reward.
And how tell the people, how does it make you feel personally as a man to know that you're working towards something that is going to secure you and your family? How does that make you feel as a man?
It makes me feel great. It makes me feel, you know, like I'm being a real man, because a man is judged by how well he manages his responsibilities, and just having, you know, the knowledge, and not just having the knowledge, but going off of that and taking action and not being afraid, you know, I feel very rewarded and confident to call myself a man, you know. And it's very rewarding feeling that I get from being a business owner when I'm out and about and talking to people, and I tell them I'm a business owner and I have my own travel agency business. You know, it's like a stripe, a badge of honor that I have. And whether you're a woman or a man, you feel that pride in yourself, knowing that you're a business owner. And one guy once told me, no matter what you do, whether it's a 9-to-5 or running your own business, whichever you choose to do, it's going to take a lot of hard work, no matter what. And so it's your choice to put all your effort in yourself and being a business owner, or putting all your effort in helping someone else make a million.
Yes, yes, yes. That's so very true. And I chose myself 23 years ago. I said that I was going to put my efforts into creating a business for myself. And, man, Angelo, I honestly can tell you that I agree with you. There is no greater feeling for a man than to know that he can take care of his family and provide for his family on his own will, you see. And that only, I always talk to people about how an entrepreneur is a faith-based walk of life, lifestyle. It's a faith-based lifestyle, because see, you got two, you have the best of both worlds right now, in as far as in lessons to be learned. Now I say that because you have an entrepreneurial business that you're in the making, and then you have a job that is somebody else's. Now when I worked for someone else, I gave them my best. I didn't half-ass give them me. I really worked for you. I did my best, because as I was saying to some young brothers earlier yesterday, no matter what you do, it's like giving your word. If you working for somebody, then your actions is like that stamp that's on the back of a gold chain that says 24 carat or 14 carat. It's your authenticity mark. It is you. So if you're doing something, you should give it your best. And with this entrepreneurship and with a job, it doesn't matter. The job is only gonna, the way you perform on a job is gonna, it lets you see how you will perform on owning your own business. And yeah, you gotta have pride. I agree with you. No matter which one you do, do your best at it. It doesn't matter. So when you see yourself doing your best on your job, when you're a leader on your job, this is for the listening artists, when you're a leader on your job, when you are considered one of the best employees, trust and believe that that's a clear indication that you will be a damn good entrepreneur. Because if you can ace the job, then you definitely can ace it for yourself. And that's what I love most about being an entrepreneur, is that my work ethic, my how I do a thing, speaks for me. And when people come and say, man, it looks good in here, it looks like a real store here, and I laugh and say, well, it is a real store. I've got a real POS system, and we got our telephone line being ran in here, and security cameras going up, and all our merchandise is new. But they're really saying, they're really complimenting you. And, you know, so I totally agree, brother. And I'm happy that, you know, you have this and you're trying to build this, and you got a plan for the next 3 years to actually liberate yourself totally from the job. And what I want to give you too is, when you make that move from job to business owner, never allow yourself to have the option of going back to a job. Never allow that to be an option, because the more you focus on that not being an option, the more God is going to put in you creative ideas to sustain yourself in this walk. And as you, when you transition all the way on that side, you will see that when you say, I'm not going to consider ever a job, ideas will start coming to your mind that you just wouldn't be thinking of if you allow yourself to think about a job being your plan B. A job should never be the plan B once you cross over to this side. So just want to share that with you and to the listening audience, because, you know, I tell people this all the time. A year and a half ago, or almost 2 years ago, when I got back to St. Louis, I didn't own any real estate. I slept in my car for about 30 days. I had an Audi A8, and I called it an Audi Minium. Instead of a condominium, it was an Audi Minium. Yes, sir. And so 30 days I slept in the back seat of that car with opportunities to go to mom's house, cousin's house, uncle's house. Neither one of them would have brought about peace in my life, and they would have been just pacifiers for me. But God was trying to get me to see something. And out of the back seat of that car came BIB, Blacks in Business. That's the main page where we promote black businesses like yourself, and we aid and assist black businesses with correct information, teaching them about the different trade shows in different industries. Then I met CC, and then BIB Radio was born out of that. So also, what led to those two entities was when I was in the back seat, a sister friend of mine bought me an application to a GM car plant. Said, Rob, I could get you on for $18 an hour. And I let that application sit in the front seat of my car for 2 days, and I called my son. I said, I got an application to a GM, brother, that's paying you $18 an hour. Since you like those working for somebody, come get this application, fill it out, and you probably get on. And I stayed in the car for another 2.5 weeks after that. But see, when I say that when the job is not an option, the creative side of you begins to kick in. That's an attribute of God. God is a creator, and he made us in his image and likeness, so we have the ability to reflect that attribute, creators. So that was created out of my not willing to go to work for somebody else, but allowing myself to think creatively and bring something into manifestation. So I started a business also from the back seat of that car. I started a laundry detergent business. And to this day, I'm still selling the laundry detergent, but we just expanded. Now we're Buckets Grocery Store and wholesale. So we not only sell retail, we wholesale. But if had I taken that job position, and my brother went to work for GM as a result of that, not off of that application, but he later went to work for GM, and he called me one day, he said, brother, this is a plantation. They work you like a robot. You don't stop. If you take a break, then the line gets thrown off, and that just messes everything up. So my point is, again, that when you stay steadfast to this side of the life, the entrepreneurship side, God will be sufficient for all your needs. All you got to do is have that faith and walk side by side with him, and allow him to just think. Just you be the thinker, and believe me, he's going to pop some creative ideas in your mind in reference to the travel industry. Once you commit yourself like that, man, I think of all kind of stuff that I could do with my business. So that's my message to my listening audience, and hopefully something I said has triggered something in you as well. But yeah. I definitely, you know, we're at the 8:51 hour, so I want to allow you to say anything that you want to say at this moment before we close out the show. So go ahead, brother.
All right. Well, you know, I receive everything you were saying. Bits and parts of what you were saying I can identify with. Personally, you know, growing up around business owners and learning about myself and learning who I am and how important it is to have an identity, a culture, a nationhood, and being empowered by the past history of my people, the so-called African Americans. Really, really just gave me this spirit that I have to make mistakes, to try and not give up, to have the strength and the power to keep going. And this is what drove me and empowered me to be the person that I am today. I learned that working for another man is helping them to make a million. So you can't make a million working for someone else, but you can help them make a million and learn how to do it by helping someone. But sooner or later, you will have to put your hand to the job, to the task, and become a business owner. And the struggle was real. You know, the things that I went through, I went through the same thing as you, brother. You know, living out of my car and still getting up and getting myself ready every day to go to work and not letting anyone know the things that I was going through, but still just keeping my head up, keeping a smile on my face and keeping a great attitude and being the best person that I can be every day, the best man that I can be every day, and keeping my faith in the Most High. You know, right now they look at me as one of the top gunners at the timeshare agency that I work at here in San Diego, California. So oftentimes when they hire new people, they send me in there to give a speech to them. Or when they're hiring new people, they'll send them over to my office, and I'll let them sit around me and I'll give them advice and how to work the programs at our call center, how to book people for our timeshare company. And when others see that around me, they look and they say, what is this guy, a manager here? He's training people? Is he a team lead? We don't know. I mean, is he getting some sort of special pay? No, I'm just being the best person that I can be. They recognize the talent in me, and they give me that responsibility, although I'm not getting paid for it. And like what you said, you know, when you're being the best at your job, you know, that just shows right there that you can be a great entrepreneur. And so I take these qualities that I learned from my regular 9-to-5 job and I apply it in my own business. I mean, I look at some of the people at my job and I look at them and I say, you make 300 to 500 phone calls a day trying to book somebody for a timeshare company, going through all the ridicule and all the, you know, the corrections that you have to take from the managers here at this office. You guys work so hard, you guys don't know the potential that you really have to be your own business owner. And I just shake my head because I'm like, man, if they only knew. And so that was something that inspired me to just go out there and just take a chance and be my own man.
I definitely, man, I appreciate those words, and definitely, as you did, identify with what I said. I definitely identify with what you say, because the struggle is real, brother, as you said. And I want you to tell the people one more time before we leave the air how to get in touch with you.
Okay, you can get in touch with me. This is my email. It's angelo.mcamatrix@gmail.com. So again, that's angelo.m as in Mary, C as in cat, A as in apple, matrix like the movie, @gmail.com. Or you can reach me at 619-552-6809. And I'm on Facebook. Just look up Angelo Lee, and you will find me on there, and you can send me a message.
Well, thank you, brother. It has been very, very good having you on the show. This is actually my first time actually hosting the show without my host, CC Harry, and I'm going to say I was a little bit, you know, shaky, but have to find my where I fit in, you know, and so we have to keep it our passion. We have to know the passion. We have to know what drives us, and speak to that. And I appreciate you opening up, brother, the way you did and sharing your story. And you are a friend to the show. Please feel free to come on, to call us at any time if we can help you in the future. We want to do that, brother. So thank you for coming on to the show, and we will definitely talk to you soon.
All right. Thank you very much for having me.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Brother Angelo. All right, guys. And I don't want to say guys and girls, but ladies and gentlemen, that was Angelo from Travel Agency that you guys definitely got to check out. You definitely should give them a call, because if you are interested in doing anything in terms of travel, then that's the guy you want to talk to. So I thank you all for listening to our show tonight. This is Black Talk Radio Network. If you want to do a radio show, you definitely can get at CC Harry. Email her at imccharry@gmail.com, or email her at weareblacksinbusiness@gmail.com. This is BIB Radio on blacktalkradio.net. And we're going to sign off now. Y'all have a good night.